As technical sound designers, we often get so wrapped up in creating these big, complex audio systems that we sometimes overlook the small things. We also have a tendency to forget that there can, in fact, be a visual element to the things that we do. So in this video, I'm going to show you a simple way to add an on-screen oscilloscope visualizer that reacts in real time to any audio that we choose. So with that being said, let's get started. All right, so here we are in Unreal Engine, and you'll see I've got some green orbs around. I'm just using those as checkpoints. When you hit them, they play voice lines. That way we have something to see on our oscilloscope as we make it. But the first thing that we're going to do is inside our content browser, we need to create the widget for our heads-up display. Now, I already have a folder for UI, and we're going to right-click User Interface, Widget Blueprint, and we just need a user widget. And I'm going to call this W_HUD, and move this window out of the way and open it up. Now, I will be the first to admit that when it comes to creating widgets, my skill set is rudimentary at best. So, for those of you who are familiar with making user widgets, you may see some things that you may want to scream at me about. I am not great when it comes to creating widgets. So the first thing that I want to do is I'm going to get a canvas panel. And I am going to make this 1080p because that's the monitor size that I'm using. And I do have an image that I want to put behind my oscilloscope. I'm going to go ahead and drop an image in here and select it. And you'll probably recognize this image from the intro video. And so now I need to put it where I want it. I'm going to anchor it to the bottom middle. And I'm going to move this down to the bottom middle. And now we can come back up here to our palette. And under audio, we're looking for audio oscilloscope. And we can drag that down to our canvas panel as well. So I'm going to come up here and click on it, and I do want to also anchor this to the bottom middle, but we're going to go ahead and expand this out. And as I expand it, you'll see that it looks just like the oscilloscope that we have inside the metering properties of a Metasound or, you know, the Audio Insights tool. This is going to look very familiar to you, only now we get to use it and customize it. So to customize it, I have the styles panel completely expanded here. And you can make this look however you want. You also can put whatever image behind it or on top of it that you want. That's totally up to you. So that being said, I am going to go ahead and fast forward this part while I customize it. And I'll be back in just a second. All right, so now that I have my oscilloscope looking the way that I want, which is essentially getting rid of everything except for the line itself, we can go ahead and now position this on top and just scale it to where we need it. And once we have this placed where we need it, we can go ahead and compile and save, and back over in our content browser, we need to go to where we have our audio assets, and we need to create an audio bus, and this is what's going to allow us to route any sound to that oscilloscope. So I do already have a folder for audio buses, but I don't have anything in here yet. To create an audio bus, we can go ahead and right-click, We're going to go under audio, under mix, and audio bus. And I'm just going to call this AB underscore HUD. And that way I know that if I ever need to send anything to this oscilloscope, all I have to do is put this audio bus on it. And you can open this up if you want. It's on mono by default, which is what we want. So we can go ahead and save that and close it. And now that we're back here in our widget, we're going to go under our graph. And we can go ahead and get rid of our event tick and our event pre-construct. And over here on the left, you're going to see your oscilloscope under variables. We're going to grab this and get it. And we want to start processing. And we're going to head back into our designer. And now under audio bus, we can select this AB underscore HUD audio bus that we created. And we'll go ahead and compile this and save it, and we can close it. And now that we've told our oscilloscope what bus to be listening for, now we can go into our assets and we can apply this audio bus to them. Now, there's two different ways that you can do this. You could pull off of your audio out and do an audio bus writer. And you can put the audio bus in here. Or if we click on source up here at the top, we drop down to effects, source, and we can actually add an audio bus here as well without having to route different nodes. And so you'll see a section for post effect bus and pre effect bus. In this particular situation, it's fine regardless of which one that I use. But if, say, you're using your source effects chain to create like a walkie-talkie effect, you know, something that would kind of make sense to go along with the waveform that we're going to be seeing, you know, you can decide whether you want it to go to the oscillator before or after, you know, you make that walkie-talkie effect. So, but like I said, it doesn't matter for me because I'm not using any source effects. And so we can open this up, and under audio bus, you'll see the audio bus that we created. And now this MSS underscore checkpoint underscore 04 is going to go to that audio bus. And so I'm going to go ahead and set these up for the other three, and we'll continue from there. All right, so now that I have my audio bus on all of my different meta sounds, go ahead and save this, and we can close this window. So now we have our audio files going to the audio bus, our oscilloscope inside of our HUD is reading from that audio bus, and now all we have to do is put the HUD on the screen. Now, how you choose to get your HUD on the screen is entirely up to you. But I'm just going to go ahead and put it on our first person blueprint. So I'm going to go ahead and open this up and do a begin play. And we're going to create a widget. I need to tell it what widget to create. And we're going to pull off here. I don't know if this is entirely necessary because we're not interacting with the interface. Like I said, I'm not super familiar with widgets, but we are going to get our player character or controller. And we simply need to add to viewport. So we'll compile this, save it, move it out of the way, move this out of the way. And now when I hit play, you'll see that we have our widget on our screen. And we can go ahead and run over here and hit this first checkpoint.
Congratulations, you've made it to the first checkpoint.
And so now you can see that meta sound is feeding into the audio bus and our oscilloscope is now reading from it.
You're halfway there. Two down, two to go. Almost finished. Just one more checkpoint left. You did it! You managed to walk your lazy ass around the whole arena. Great job!
All right, guys, so that's going to wrap things up on this video on how to add a visualizer element to your heads-up display. If you'd like to see more, make sure you hit the subscribe button along with the notification bell so you never miss out on any future content. And if you'd like to be a part of the Sound Effects Guy Discord server, you'll find a link in the description below. Until next time.